Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th. Hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady. Live only on Netflix.
Hello and welcome to another edition of Play Me or Fate Me. And thank you for joining us as always. Onions. Yeah, I have to say it anyway. 11 consecutive winning days here on the Prop Bet Show. The NBA took a little break, so I had to take a little break, but we're back at it today to see if we can hit number 12 in a row. So the focus today is going to be the splits tab. Most sites will have the 3-plus days rest split. That's going to be a big driver of the handicap today. So let's start with the absolute best bet. It's Donovan Mitchell of the Cleveland Cavaliers under the 26.5 points against Orlando at the minus 110. So the Magic rank third defending the position. They give up the 7th fewest points in the NBA, and they rank 8th defending the three. All good defensive splits. Mitchell is listed as questionable with an illness, but reports said he did participate in the morning shoot-around. Mitchell is averaging 28.4 points per game, 29.1 points per game in the month of February, and he is an exception to the rule here. He has good splits off 3 days rest. Three games against the Magic this year. Game number one, 37 minutes, 12 of 24 shooting, 35 points. Game number two, 37 minutes, 6 of 18 shooting, 22 points. Game number three, 30 minutes, 9 of 19 shooting, 25 points. So 2 of 3 to the under against Orlando. He did play in the All-Star game, so he didn't get a complete rest, of course. He is or was battling an illness. It's an unfavorable defensive matchup. I'm hoping for a little lighter workload tonight. Let's go under the number on Donovan Mitchell of the Cavaliers under the 26.5 points at the minus 110. Next up on the card, it's Andre Drummond of the Chicago Bulls under the 9.5 points against the Boston Celtics at the minus 115. So the Celtics rank 7th defending the position, 5th fewest points allowed in the NBA, 2nd lowest field goal percentage allowed. Drummond is averaging 8.1 points per game, 8 points per game when playing on 3 days rest. Not a major minute guy, though, 16.7 minutes per game. February minutes have been up with 3 games over 28 minutes, but he still had 3 games under 17 minutes. He goes as the minutes go, I guess. His 3 overs are when he had heavy minutes. His 3 unders are with the low minutes. 1 game against the Celtics this year, 13 minutes played, just 2 of 5 shooting for 5 points. I would take that tonight. Let's go under the number with Andre Drummond of the Bulls, under 9.5 points at the minus 115. Next up on the card, it's Denny Avdija of the Washington Wizards, under the 15.5 points at the Denver Nuggets at the minus 105. Of course, I can't pronounce names. You know that. The Nuggets rank 3rd defending the position. They give up the 6th fewest points in the NBA, and they rank 9th in field goal percentage allowed and 5th best defending the glass. Denny is averaging 13.8 points per game, only 6.3 points per game on 3-plus days rest. His shooting percentage in those games has only been 36% versus 52% of the season. Denny has gone over in 5 of the last 6 games. His minutes have spiked to 33.6 per game. Average attempts have increased by 4 per game, and his shooting percentage is 61.5% this month. Might be regression time based on the layoff. 1 game against Denver this year, 18 minutes, 1 of 5 shooting, just 4 points. He's been hot of late, but I see more downside than upside. So let's go under on Denny Avdija of the Washington Wizards, under the 15.5 points at the minus 105. Next up on the card, it's Jonathan Kuminga of the Golden State Warriors, under the 18.5 points against the LA Lakers at the minus 110. So the Lakers ranked 9th defending the position, ranked 11th in field goal percentage allowed. Kuminga is averaging 15.5 points per game, 13.2 points per game on 3-plus days rest, but he did average 20.6 points per game in the month of January, 18.9 points per game so far in the month of February. Last 2 months have been very consistent for him, 30-plus minutes per game, 13.5 shots per game, so he does have upside. One game against the Lakers this year, 43 minutes played, 8 of 16 shooting, 22 points. He went over in 8 consecutive games. Since then, though, he's gone under in 6 of 8. Maybe the rest will help, but I'm still going to go under the number here. Give me Jonathan Kuminga of the Warriors under the 18.5 points at the minus 110.
You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy?
Fall Guy.
That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Next up on the card, we go to the overs, and we start with Reggie Jackson of the Denver Nuggets. Over 8.5 points against the Washington Wizards at the minus 120. So the Wizards ranked 29th defending the position. They ranked 29th in points allowed. They ranked 27th in field goal percentage allowed. Jackson is averaging 10.9 points per game, 10.8 points per game on 3-plus days rest. Production has been down the last couple months, 8.5 points per game in January, 9 points per game in the month of February. One game against the Wizards this season, 21 minutes, just 1 of 4 shooting for 3 points. He's averaging 9.5 attempts per game, so I would expect much better numbers in this one. His lowest point total in the month of February is 7. This is 8.5 against a team with terrible numbers on defense. So let's go over. Give me Reggie Jackson of the Denver Nuggets over the 8.5 points at the minus 120. Next up on the card, it's TJ McConnell of the Indiana Pacers, over 7.5 points against the Detroit Pistons at the minus 125. The Pistons ranked 27th defending the position. They ranked 27th in points allowed. They ranked 23rd defending the three. McConnell is averaging 8.2 points per game of the season, 9.2 points per game on 3-plus days rest. He's gone over in 4 of 7 games this month. He averages 9.1 points per game in wins, and this is expected to be a win for the Pacers tonight. One game against Detroit this year, 15 minutes, 4 of 10 shooting, 8 points. So he eked over the number, but he did go over the number. I like the opponent. He should get some opportunities tonight. So let's go over the number with TJ McConnell of the Indiana Pacers over the 7.5 points at the minus 125. Next up on the card, the final prop on the card, it's Kendall Johnson of the San Antonio Spurs, over 12.5 points at Sacramento at the minus 110. So the Kings ranked 26th defending the position, they ranked 30th defending the three, and they ranked 21st in points allowed. Johnson is averaging 16.1 points per game of the season, 17.7 points per game on 3-plus days rest. Minutes have declined each month, going from 33 in November to 32 in December to 26 in January, down to 24.8 in the month of February. His shooting percentage has followed that trend. 44.8% shooter on the season. He averages just 40.9% in the month of February. One game against the Kings this season, 36 minutes, 7 of 16 shooting, 21 points. So this one checks most of the boxes that I like to see. It's a favorable matchup, good metrics off of rest, positive regression opportunity against a team that he's had success against already. Let's cheer for points here. Give me Kendall Johnson of the San Antonio Spurs over the 12.5 points at the minus 110. So let's recap my prop card for a Thursday. Yeah, a little rusty. It's been a while here in the NBA. My absolute best bet, Donovan Mitchell of the Cavaliers, under 26.5 points at the minus 110. I'm on Andre Drummond of the Chicago Bulls, under the 9.5 points at the minus 115. I'm on Danny Avdija of the Washington Wizards, under the 15.5 points at the minus 105. I'm on Jonathan Kuminga of the Golden State Warriors, under the 18.5 points at the minus 110. I'm on Reggie Jackson of the Denver Nuggets, over the 8.5 points at the minus 120. I'm on TJ McConnell of the Indiana Pacers, over the 7.5 points at the minus 125. And I'm on Kendall Johnson of the San Antonio Spurs, over the 12.5 points at the minus 110. So that's my prop card for a Thursday. Can we make it 12 consecutive winning shows here on the Prop Show? Well, we'll find out. Enjoy the games. And as always, manage that bankroll. Don't chase money. Have fun. And let's cash some tickets together. Good luck, everyone.